Jimmy Wayne needed a new beginning. Before Jimmy was even born, his father had left his mother. Jimmy's mom probably spent more time in jail than outside of jail. That meant that Jimmy went from foster care home to foster care home, occasionally with a relative back to foster care home, except the times when his mom wasn't in jail, and then those times sometimes he'd live with her, but that was always questionable because she had a history of getting into one after another abusive relationships. Jimmy recalled that one such relationship that he witnessed as his stepdad at the time shot his stepsister, paralyzing her, and then turned the gun on Jimmy. This was his childhood. He needed a new beginning. One of the times when his mom wasn't in jail, she hooked up with another questionable character. The two of them loaded Jimmy up in an Oldsmobile Delta 88, and that Oldsmobile became his home for the next year, until the troublemaker really got into trouble with the law, and so he had to go on the run. And they ran all the way to Pensacola, Florida, until they got to the bus station. They got to the bus station, they stopped, and they told Jimmy to get out. His mom kissed him on the face, got back in the car, and she and the boyfriend drove into the sunset. 13-year-old Jimmy Wayne stood at a Pensacola bus station crying. Jimmy needed a new beginning. We've been working our way through the book of Exodus. We're come to Exodus 34. Exodus 34 is all about new beginnings. The people of Israel, they need a new beginning. Aaron, certainly, he needs a new beginning. And if we're honest, all of us need a new beginning. You see, a new beginning is absolutely necessary. Let's get caught up in our story. The last we had, the Israelites, they were camped at the base of Mount Sinai. Moses goes up on the mountain to talk to God, but evidently he stays longer than what the people expected. So they conclude that something has happened to Moses. Maybe he's been eaten by an animal. Maybe he's fallen. But at any rate, Moses isn't coming back in their mind, so they need a new leader. No better yet, they need a new God. Somehow they convince Aaron to melt down all the gold and make it into a golden calf that they would then announce this was their God. And then they threw one heck of a party, but not the good sort of party. They gave in to every lustful desire they had. I have to believe that sometime in the future, people that were partying had to look back and say, how could we? How did it happen? Certainly Aaron, who would become the first high priest of the nation, have to look back as the low point of the nation and his low point. How could he fashion an idol for the people? Well, to make matters worse, Moses comes down from the mountain, and with the wrath of God himself, he confronts the people, he smashes the Ten Commandments, he takes the golden calf, he pulverizes it to dust, puts it in water, and makes the people drink it. That brings us to Exodus 34, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, cut for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and I will write on these tablets the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. He didn't break them. He pulverized them. They're in a million pieces. The law of God, the word of God, is gone. They need a new beginning. We need a new beginning. My guess is it won't take you very long to think of some of the ways that you've gone south, that you've done things that you regret. No doubt you can bring to mind something that's happened in the past that you thought, never would that happen to me, only to have it happen to you. Never would I do such a thing, only to discover that, oh, you're quite capable of doing that. Is it the lies that you told your mother she never found about? Or is it the lies you're still telling your spouse right now? Is it the shady business deal that was legal and made you a lot of money, but it comes at a pretty heavy price that can't be measured in dollars and cents? I don't know what it might be. Maybe it's from your youthful past, or maybe it's from this morning. But we all have low points. We all have times when we've done more than we thought was possible. We absolutely need a new beginning. The good news is a new beginning is totally possible. With our God, a new beginning is totally possible. Let's go on in chapter 34. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, that is Moses, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. God came down to his people. It's a reoccurring theme in the book of Exodus. God coming down to his people. He came down in the fiery bush. He came down on Mount Sinai. He'll come down on the tent of meeting, and he'll come down on the tabernacle. You see, God comes to us because we can't go to him. God comes to us because we can't go to him. He comes to us in our brokenness. He comes to us in our sinfulness. Because he comes, inviting us to a new beginning. Let's read on. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Look at those last three again. Forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. The Bible has three words for being unfaithful to God. And he hits the trifecta here, saying we're forgiven of all of them. Can you imagine what that would have meant when Moses declared that to the people of Israel? That God is slow to anger, that he's abounding in love, and he forgives your sinfulness and your iniquity and your wickedness, what it would mean to them. How about what it would mean to you? I know what it means to me. God comes down to his people in their brokenness and gives them a new beginning. Just as God came down to Moses, Jesus came into Jerusalem. God's still coming to his people. Jesus came to his people. And now Jesus is entering into the city victoriously as they hail him as the Son of David. Hosanna, save us, Son of David. He comes into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. But we know in a few short days he will leave the city and a cross will be on his back. Through the cross, Jesus gives us a new beginning. There at the cross, Jesus takes all of our sin and all of our guilt. And although he's innocent, he becomes that guilt. The punishment that you deserve and I deserve, Jesus takes for us. The death we should have died, he dies in our place, and thus he gives us a new beginning. Our God is slow to anger and compassionate and gracious and loving, forgiving us through Jesus and giving us a new beginning. But a new beginning is entirely optional. It's hard to believe, but it's optional. We know that some in the camp back then, they refused God's love. They turned their back on him and refused his grace. We know that in Jerusalem, many turned their back on Jesus. They refused his grace and his love and his forgiveness. In fact, they'd even cry out that they wanted him crucified and killed. It's amazing to me that God would give us such power that he could come to us, but we could say no to him. Maybe you're believing some kind of lie and you're saying no to him. A lie that says you've crossed some line someplace, that you've gone too far, that the things that you've done, well, that's different, and that somehow God can't forgive you, that a new beginning isn't in your future. That's simply not what the Bible teaches. Jesus says that he died once and for all of our sins, that we can have a new beginning. And not just one new beginning, but countless new beginnings. As he forgives us anew each and every day, each and every moment, he offers to us a new beginning. Jimmy Wayne got a new beginning. You remember Jimmy Wayne standing crying at the Pensacola bus station, 13 years old? For 3 years, Jimmy was in and out of trouble. He was in and out of homes, sometimes escaping some of them, sometimes with relatives, oftentimes just on the street. And then at 16 years old, as he's walking down the street, he sees an elderly man in a garage, and he walks up and he says, "Can I have a job?" The man's name was Russ. Russ looked at him and says, "You got to ask the boss." He points to his wife. That's B. Jimmy comes up to B and asks for a job. She says, "You can mow our lawn once a week." So Russ and B gave Jimmy a job. And then they gave him a home. This couple in their mid-70s opened up their home to a 16-year-old kid living on the streets. Their requirements were simple. Get a haircut, help on around the house, and go to church with us every Sunday. Jimmy Wayne got a new beginning. He finished high school, then he finished college. If you're a country music fan, you probably know his name because he's had several successful albums and he is a successful country singer. His songs, the few that I've listened to, often refer back to the pain of a kid on the street or a kid caught in the system. This past week, I listened to one particular song that really got to my heart. It spoke not only of the pain of the childhood, but it spoke also of a new beginning. And I know you're not all country fans, but I wonder, would you watch this music video and listen to the words and the new beginning for Jimmy Wayne?
He can't remember the times that he thought, "Does my daddy love me?" Probably not. But that didn't stop him from wishing that he did. Didn't keep him from wanting or worshiping him. Guesses he saw him about once a year. He can still feel the way he felt, standing in tears, stretching his arms out as far as they'd go, and whispering, "Daddy, I want you to know I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Takes, I'm never giving up, no matter what. I love you
hate him for what he had done. 'Cause what kind of father could do that to his son? He said, "Damn you, Daddy," the day that he died. The man didn't blink, but the little boy cried. I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'm never giving up, no matter what. I love you this much. Halfway through the service, while the choir sang a hymn, he looked up above the preacher and he sat and stared at him. And he said, "Forgive me, Father," when he realized that he hadn't been unloved or alone all his life. His arms were stretched out as far as they'd go, nailed to the cross for the whole world to know. I love you this much, and I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'm never giving up. No matter what, I love you this much.
Jimmy Wayne got a new beginning. Would you join me this Friday as our Savior stretches out his arms and says, "I love you this much," and gives you a new beginning? Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Heavenly Father, we cannot know the pain that was yours when you turned your back on your son on the cross. And Jesus, we're so grateful that you went to the cross for us, that there you bore our sins away and you gave to us a new beginning. Holy Spirit, remind us. Remind us of the forgiveness and the love that we have in Jesus and the countless new beginnings we have each and every day. In his name we pray. Amen.